This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company, and American Dental Group, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning are friends and return guests here on Senior Talk, Alina and Brent from Liberty Heights, probably one of Colorado Springs' most premier and experienced senior living campuses. Great to have you all back on the show. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You know, we have a lot of information to cover, and it's been a while since we've had Liberty Heights here on Senior Talk. Before we dive into all the wonderful things about Liberty Heights and to educate our listeners today, take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really, you know, what sparked your passion and brought you to doing what it is you do today.
Yeah, my name's Alina Solorzano. I'm the executive director at Liberty Heights. My background initially started in nursing, so I am a registered nurse, went to school here in town at Bethel, UCCS. And I immediately knew that I was going to work with seniors. That's always been a passion since I was a little girl. So started out in skilled nursing, long-term care, and recently joined Liberty Heights and am happy to be there as their new executive director and nursing home administrator.
Fantastic. Brent, what about you? What brought you here?
Oh my gosh, a series of really fortunate events brought me into the senior living industry, which I'm very thankful for. You know, before I worked with the special needs individuals in the school district, and it was just a natural progression for me to go in and work with people in looking for senior living, you know, and helping them, you know, find placement.
And here you are, and kudos to both of you. We're going to dive into a little bit of the token COVID talk a little bit later, but kudos to both of you for working in senior living at a time where it's very challenging in all aspects of healthcare for sure. You know, tell us a little bit about Liberty Heights.
Well, Greg, Liberty Heights is, like you said, a premier community. We're in the north side of Colorado Springs. We are a full continuum of care. So what that means is we do have independent living. We have assisted living. We have memory care. We also have long-term care and a 5-star Medicare rated rehab center on our campus. And really our goal at Liberty Heights is to help people find the right fit for either themselves or for their loved ones and support them, you know, in their life and help them find what they're looking for.
You know, in the fact that you offer all levels of care and all needed levels of care in itself is a huge differentiator over the many senior living options we have here in Colorado Springs. So what a fantastic opportunity for folks who decide to make that move into senior living to have that ability to stay on that campus, in that community with those relationships that they build along the way, the staff members they learn to love along the way as well. So what a great differentiator. For those who don't know, I mean, where is Liberty Heights located?
So we are located in the north side of Colorado Springs, about a mile north of InterQuest and Voyager. So our campus actually overlooks the Air Force Academy. So we're on the north side, kind of in between Northgate and InterQuest. And we have sweeping views of Pikes Peak and all the way up the mountain range. So it's a really fantastic view. I encourage people to come out and see us.
And you have a long history there. I mean, when was Liberty Heights first established?
We were opened in 1991. So we just are celebrating our 30-year anniversary this year.
Fantastic. And what a great view of the Air Force Academy, especially when they're flying the Thunderbirds at graduation time. It is the best place to go. So if there's any reason to move, that's it. probably more than that, right? But what levels of care do you offer? So you mentioned, you know, this continuum of care, you know, campus or community. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean?
Yeah. So in our independent living, we have patio homes with attached garages all the way down to one bedroom apartments. In our assisted living, which we have 30 units of those, that is one and two bedroom units, beautiful units. Memory care, we have 20 units. So that, you know, that's really specialized individual care for dementia and Alzheimer's individuals. And then our long-term care is 42 beds. And so we've got a lot of opportunity for people to come in and be serviced, you know, throughout their life. You know, you may move into independent and need a short stay in a five-star rehab center, and we got you covered.
Absolutely. And we'll highlight that when we talk about, you know, that skilled nursing, that rehab piece. And sure. I really want to focus a little bit later on the fact that individuals have a choice in where they go for rehab. And you don't have to live in independent living or assisted living to utilize the rehab services at Liberty Heights, which is, again, you know, a huge uniqueness to the community. Mm-hmm. You know, I touched on it a little bit later, and it seems to be the only thing we're talking about these days. So I'm going to continue that tradition, but in a positive light. I just want to highlight, again, a kudos to you and your team for what you've all done over, you know, the past 14, 16, 18 months. But, you know, how have you had to adjust, you know, your operations in response to this COVID, you know, pandemic? We're hopefully on the tail end of this thing. But it's been an interesting 14, 16, 18 months. How have you all had to adjust?
You know, that's a great question. I think just going along with the rest of the community and all of the differences and things that we have to accommodate now with COVID in our community, a lot is just following the new mandates as they come out, both state and county regulations, and make sure that we're following all of the rules associated with COVID, practicing better infection control. You know, of course, we know we're wearing masks and following all those rules, watching social distance. I mean, that's been the big thing. And I think overall, our resident care has not been affected. We have great staff. They just go with it. You know, they adjust as they need to. But yeah, it's just been going with the rest of the community. It's nothing different than what anybody else is experiencing right now. So staying positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do have a fantastic staff longevity. And you know, that's one thing I've always admired about the Liberty Heights community is the longevity of your staff across the board in an industry that has such high turnover. I mean, healthcare historically, senior care especially, home care, absolutely. Turnover is a common thing, especially now as we're in kind of this new workforce shortage, healthcare shortage type scenario. So the fact that your team has stayed with you and continues to stay with you really speaks volume to the leadership that you have there. You know, a lot of seniors during this phase, this time, this season in life, you know, especially in senior living, they're isolated from family members, loved ones. You know, this has improved, it sounds like. You know, families are able to come back in to see their loved ones that are in communities.
Yeah, absolutely. As the guidelines are less restrictive than they were initially when COVID came out, we are open for visits. Family members are welcome to come in and visit their loved ones. We have visitation schedules, et cetera. But most of them are able to just come in without announcing with the current regulations, so long as their loved one is not experiencing any COVID symptoms, obviously.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's been a lot better. A lot better. We can accommodate visits now. We're going on outings again. We're having, you know, outside people come in and be able to provide that entertainment and visitation with our residents. So that's a good thing.
And open for tours again for listeners who may be, you know, exploring, you know, senior living options and want to come take a look.
We are open across campus for tours. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, let's get your contact information out for listeners who may be looking for more information on Liberty Heights and really starting that process of exploring, you know, senior living options available.
Yeah. So anybody that's interested in any level of care at Liberty Heights, you know, can certainly reach out. Our number is 719-481-9494. That will take you to the concierge and just ask for the marketing department.
Fantastic. Our friends Brent and Alina with Liberty Heights, we're going to take one quick break to hear from our sponsors. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friends from Liberty Heights, as I mentioned earlier in our first segment, probably one of Colorado Springs' most premier, definitely most established and experienced communities here in town on the northern side of Colorado Springs. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
You know, we talked about some of the basics, but I really want to dive into really what makes Liberty Heights special. I've always thought Liberty Heights packed full of features, amenities, all the wonderful things that that give us something to do as we make that move and enjoy those golden years of our life and aging. But take some time, share with our listeners a little bit about life at Liberty Heights.
Yeah. So in the independent living area of our community, you receive meals, you have access to the swimming pool and a fitness center. You have a robust calendar of activities, and that's both, you know, outings. You know, this coming week we're going to go to the Cripple Creek, and see the colors, which is fantastic. All the way to, you know, just staying in and watching TED Talks. You know, we've got our pool, which has it's a warm, heated indoor pool, and we have water aerobics that we offer. And all of those things extend also to our assisted living residents. You know, those activities can still be part of, you know, their daily life as well. Of course, assisted living has its own set calendar, but even if you're in assisted living, you can participate in independent activities at any point in time and utilize the pool, which is fantastic. We have, you know, transportation services to and from grocery stores, doctor's appointments, you know, you name it. We've got everything going on at Liberty Heights.
So the options are unlimited, especially now as things are back open and you're getting those activities going, those outlets going again. You know, one of the big questions I get when folks call me and they're starting to explore, you know, senior living, looking at the options available, is really painting a picture of understanding the difference between, you know, independent living, assisted living, memory care, you know, all of these different options. You know, how do I know, you know, who is appropriate for independent living?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. Greg, and I get asked that question often. So, you know, it really comes down to having a conversation, you know, with the family and my team, Amber, who's my sales counselor, Donna, my move-in coordinator, and Kimberly, my community liaison. We sit down with the family members or with the individual, and we talk about, you know, what is needed, what's going on in their home life. And an individual that's really appropriate for independent living is somebody that is still on the go. You know, you don't have to be somebody that's, you know, not driving anymore and you know, basically, you know, done. You know, you can be on the road, you can be going, traveling, you name it. And we've got, you know, check-in systems to make sure that everybody's safe and secure. But, you know, it's basically, independent living is basically like senior housing in a safe, gated campus.
Almost like a retirement community.
Correct.
Something similar to that.
Yeah.
So going to that next level then, you know, assisted living,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
it might be obvious, but to some and even myself over the years, you know, I have to ask myself who's appropriate, but mm-hmm. you know, how do I know if I'm appropriate for assisted
living? Right. So what we look for assisted living is an individual maybe that needs some medication management. Maybe they need some help with you know, those daily activities, you know, getting dressed or taking a shower, things like that. So we really sit down and we determine what is the need of the individual. And my team is very specialized in identifying and guiding you through that process. So this is not something you have to do on your own. This is something that you come in and we partner together and we help one another determine what's the right fit, either for yourself or for a loved one.
Fantastic. It sounds highly personalized.
It is.
And that I have found over the years is really the key to a good experience that we're out there delivering when we're serving this wonderful population that we get to serve on a daily basis. One of the ones that I love talking about and one of the ones I recommend regularly is the memory care options at Liberty Heights, probably one of the best memory care programs we have available, especially as you see new memory care facilities open or communities open. It's like, yeah, you don't have the experience and the knowledge that Liberty has, I mean, as far as how long you've done this and how well you've excelled at it. But, you know, there are, of course, different stages of dementia in memory and cognitive impairment. You know, who do you serve with your memory care program?
That's a good question. We serve all levels, actually. So from beginning stages of dementia, where maybe they're just having some forgetfulness, but still able to function on their own. Now, that level at the beginning stage may not be appropriate for memory care, but for sure assisted living, where we just have those reminders. And again, this kind of goes back to the fact that we're a full continuum of care campus, that if you're not quite ready for memory care, we would determine that when you come out and meet with our team, and we would put you in the appropriate place. Now, for in stages of dementia, obviously that would be memory care appropriate. And so we do have 20-bed private rooms memory care unit. And like you said, it's a great program. We run an embrace program is what we call it, and just goes through the seven different pillars of care. And so it's very individualized. All of our staff are trained in dementia care specifically. We have set programs that we go through with them to make sure that they know how to respond to people with dementia and to help them make the best of the rest of their time with us. So yeah, we can cater to all different stages of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, and that's important to highlight, you know, is there simply not a one-size-fits-all approach to caring for someone with memory and cognitive impairment. As you mentioned, you know, there's different levels and stages of dementia and Alzheimer's and other forms of memory and cognitive impairment. And to have that trained staff and really experienced staff, you know, I always say, you know, the only way you're really going to get those extra tools on your tool belt is that training, but also that hands-on experience that you have over the years.
Absolutely.
And you can reach into that experience and that knowledge that you gained from serving maybe a past resident or client or patient over the years and be able to utilize those techniques and approaches to personalize your approach to, you know, the individual that you're working with now.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, you know, with that, I would imagine, you know, each resident, do they have their own kind of personalized plan of care or way that
absolutely.
You approach them?
So anytime we have a new resident, we sit down with the family, with the resident as much as they're able to participate and just try to get a good idea of what their needs are. And so our caregivers are trained specifically in individualized personal care. So whatever their needs might be, we incorporate their past life and what they did as their profession, and we just do our best to really embrace that and make sure that we're meeting their needs accordingly. So everybody has a very individualized plan of care.
Fantastic. Our friends from Liberty Heights in the studio this morning. Let's get your contact information out for our listeners today for those who might be exploring or just starting the process of looking for, you know, the best senior living options here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, Greg. So you can call the front desk. Our number is 719-481-9494. And just ask for the marketing department and they'll get you over to the team and we'll take it from there.
Fantastic. We'll take one last break to hear from our sponsors. I'm Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Do you have dental needs but no dental benefits? You're not alone. Don't get stuck with painful out-of-pocket costs for dental needs now. For the past 27 years, my friends at American Dental Group have offered a local, affordable discount membership program that has been saving seniors hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars on dental care. With plans starting at just $7.95 a month, stop overpaying for dental care now and give them a call today to find access to professional dental care. Call American Dental Group at 719-633-3000. That's 719-633-3000 or visit them online at americandentalgroup.org. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friends from Liberty Heights in the studio this morning telling our listeners, myself, we have Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home in the studio this morning fanning us with an oversized office calendar because it is very hot here in the KRDO studios.
Thank
but
you, Dan.
Dan, thank you for your contribution to today's show. But, you know, to continue on, you know, time always runs quick here on Senior Talk. And I want to dive in to really that last segment of that continuum of care offerings that are available at Liberty Heights. And let's shift our focus to talk about really what we call skilled nursing or rehab services. It could be long-term, could be short-term rehab. As Brent mentioned in our earlier segments, five-star Medicare rating, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So kudos on that. But, you know, take some time. Tell us about your skilled nursing and rehab services.
Yeah, so we have a 42-bed rehab center at Liberty Heights. And as we mentioned earlier, you do not have to be an independent assisted living resident in order to utilize our skilled rehab. So when you're at the hospital and they tell you that you need to find a skilled nursing facility, a rehab center, that is what we do. So we are more than happy to show you around and let you come check out our unit. But we, like Greg said, have short-term and long-term for rehab. So, you know, if somebody needs just a short-term rehab stay and they're planning on returning back to their prior level of functioning, which may be home, may be assisted living, that is what we do. We have PT, OT, speech on-site and a great set of nurses and CNAs, and that We are 5-star rated, so that speaks highly. We've been that for several years now running, that we've maintained that 5-star overall Medicare rating, which, as you said, Greg, is not an easy task, and it's very indicative of the great care that we provide there.
Absolutely. Not easy to get, and certainly not easy to keep once you have that 5-star rating. So, I mean, who would be appropriate for this short-term rehab type service? Is that coming out of a hospital or, you know, maybe a post-fall? You know, I had a fall, I broke a hip, now I'm done with my surgery, and I need to get back on my feet.
That's exactly it. Anybody who just needs a short-term rehab stay, so you're at the hospital, The discharge planner will come meet with you at the hospital and say, we think you need a little bit of rehab before you return back home. And that's what we do.
Fantastic. So the skilled nursing piece, the long-term care side, touch on that as far as that being an option available.
Right. So should you come for a short-term rehab and maybe you're at a point in your life where you're not going to be able to do the certain things that you were doing before and return back to that prior level of function, we are able to have you stay with us in a long-term care status. So we do have several residents who are with us for long-term, and we offer that availability in both private and semi-private rooms for long-term care.
Fantastic. And I want to touch on that because it's a reality. As we age, as we have these events that result in hospitalizations and rehab stays and extra services needed, sometimes it's not possible or safe or feasible or a number of other things to go back home. Mm-hmm. And if you can continue the same great care that you've received and make that a more long-term stay, even if it's a short-term, long-term stay, right, if that makes sense, but a more long-term stay and solution, it's good to have that, again, continuum of care available, mm-hmm. Which is one of the unique features of Liberty Heights. I want to highlight something that's really a pet peeve of mine, and really it's to highlight a choice in short-term rehab. Oftentimes, following a hospital stay, a surgery, our doctor might recommend us going to a short-term rehab to continue that recovery, to build that strength, to make sure it's safe to return home, and to continue on that progress to hopefully get you back to where you were or close to where you were physically and strength-wise. We have a choice in where we go, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I would agree with you, Greg, a pet peeve of mine also. When you're in the hospital and you're being told that you're going
to go
to this rehab center, yeah, there definitely is a choice. So I would encourage you to look into all the different rehab centers. There's numerous around town. Of course, location's always a thing. We are located up on the north side, so we get a lot of clients who are from the Monument area, just up north, North Springs, Briargate, because we're close. But yeah, I would encourage people to ask around and find out, really dig into where you're going, and make sure that it's an informed decision and you chose the rehab place that you're going to go to.
Absolutely. And as we're you know, exploring those options, what questions should I ask as a loved one or as a patient when I'm deciding where to continue that rehab? We touched on location. We touched on, you know, Medicare rating, which you can find online as far as those Medicare ratings, as far as the quality of the services you're receiving. What other questions should I be asking?
So for the Medicare rating, I would encourage you to go to nursinghomecompare.gov, and that is where you can find all of the different facilities and what rating they have, as well as survey history. So just be informed and know where you're going and how they're rated as far as their care goes. Location's important, so make sure you know where you're going. I would follow up on insurance and make sure that they accept the appropriate insurance that you have, which we accept Medicare and numerous other managed care insurances. And then I would make sure that you go tour. Every place is open now for tours, or they should be, unless they're having an active outbreak and then they can't tour you. But you should still be able to go online and have them send you pictures so you can see where you're going and make sure that you're comfortable before they discharge you.
And you mentioned active outbreak as well. And I want to highlight, even if a facility or a community is in the process of having a quote, outbreak, that doesn't mean it's a bad community. That's not a negative reflection on the staff or the community or the quality there. And I want to highlight that because in the times that we're in now, it's a reality that this thing spreads.
Well, and if
it's
you're looking for a community that hasn't had an outbreak, there isn't one.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all had our share through this COVID pandemic, and you know, it hits really hard. Some it's in and out quickly. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't hold that against somebody if they had one positive case. That makes it an outbreak just with one positive. Yeah,
absolutely. That moving needle and guideline is always changing too. So
it's
definitely something to highlight. You know, as we're running a little short on time here, I want to give you the opportunity to really highlight what is the number one differentiator that sets Liberty Heights apart from what seems like a growing number and list of communities here in Colorado Springs.
Well, we're one of the only campuses that is a campus, a full continuum of care. So as we spoke with at the beginning, if you are ready for independent living, you can start there. As you age in place, you don't have to up and move to a whole nother community. You can move to assisted living, then you can move to skilled nursing. It's just a huge benefit to be able to be on campus. We have a lot of couples who move in, husband and wife, start an independent living. One of them, unfortunately, maybe has a fall and needs some inpatient rehab, and they're just able to go right up the hill, same campus, to our skilled building, while the spouse can still be on campus, independent living, doesn't have to worry about driving across town, you know, maybe in the winter, whatever is happening during that time. But it's very convenient to just have that full continuum of care. And like I said, we are one of the few in town that has that. One of two, to be exact.
Absolutely. Final thoughts. What's your biggest takeaway or piece of advice you'd like to leave listeners with today who might be exploring the options of senior living or memory care or rehab, you know, for themselves or a loved one?
Yeah, I think so, Greg, this is a really fantastic question. I get asked this all the time. The best advice that I have is determine what you are going to need for the future. We may never know. So going to a full continuum of care like Liberty Heights that has that skilled nursing and rehab center on site really makes a difference in your peace of mind. Whether it's for you or a family member, you know that you're going to be taken care of all the way through. And you're not going to have to go to another rehab center. You're not going to have to go to another assisted living or memory care because we have that all right there on campus.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. It goes by just like that. I want to thank you both for joining us again here on Senior Talk today. Share with our listeners one last time, how can they reach out to you and the team at Liberty Heights?
Yeah, so the best way to reach us is through our main line, which is 719-481-9494. And just ask for the marketing department. That'll get you over to the people that will take it from there.
Brent and Alina, Liberty Heights, thank you all so much
for
coming on the program today. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by American Dental Group and Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company.